Retired late Bishop Taban touched the lives of many people in South Sudan, including foreigners who worked in the country for many years. John Ashworth worked in what was then Southern Sudan as an aid worker until South Sudan's independence in 2011. Ashworth says Bishop Taban was different from other South Sudanese he met during his time in South Sudan.
He lived and breathed peace, forgiveness, and reconciliation. And I think all of those are what he's done for South Sudan. He's set an example of peace and forgiveness. He's been a leader in that field. He has mediated a lot of conflicts, some at the national level, some at the lower level, more local. But apart from the actual conflicts that he's mediated, I think justice is very well.
The Irish former aid worker says he remembers how Bishop Taban was liked by his own people wherever he traveled across South Sudan. Ashworth says his death comes as a great blow to South Sudanese and the world at large.
Of course, we're sorry to see him go. He had a good life. I think he was always happy. He was always optimistic. Even in the most hopeless situations, Paraday seemed to find hope and to find joy. He was a very pastoral man. He liked to be with people and he liked to serve people.
In May 2018, Bishop Taban received the Freedom of Worship Award, one of Roosevelt's four Freedom Awards. The award recognizes Taban's extraordinary efforts towards bringing peace to South Sudan. It is one of the most prestigious awards for work defending fundamental human rights. Earlier recipients of the award include Nelson Mandela, Bishop Desmond Tutu, Malala Yousafzai of Pakistan, and Angela Merkel of Germany. Ashworth says Taban deserves such international recognition for his peace efforts.
It was a joy to be with him. He loved to tell stories. You could ask him a complicated question and he'd tell you a story about animals and birds. And at the end of it, you'd realize he had said something more profound and more wise than anybody using modern technical language. So we'll miss what he brings to the world. We'll also miss him in another initiative which he became involved in more recently, which was the Catholic Nonviolence Initiative.
Bishop Taban retired from his official role in the church in 2005. He founded the Kuron Peace Village in Eastern Equatoria State, where different ethnic groups live and work together in the village. For VOA News, I'm John Tanza reporting from Juba.